Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by the new president and CEO of the Monroe Chamber, Roy Heatherly. Roy, welcome back to Monroe. Thanks for being with us today on Lanyap.
Corey, it's great to be here. I appreciate it very much. It's always great to see you, Jay, and be here at the studio.
Well, you and I had a history together at the New Star, and we both went on to other things. You took off across the country. Where did you go?
Well, I went to actually, we had moved here from Tennessee, raised the family here. This was home to my kids, and it's really home to me. And we went back to Tennessee for 6 years. Then we've been in Wichita for the last – no, we went to Tennessee for seven, and we've been in Wichita for the last six.
And you went off in the newspaper business, among other things. You're back as the president and CEO of the Monroe Chamber of Commerce. What is a Chamber of Commerce? What do you guys do?
Well, we're a business trade association. We're actually business advocates. That's what we do. And I'm the luckiest guy in the world. God's blessed me with this opportunity. Sue Nicholson was a tremendous leader for this chamber for 16 years, and it just worked out that I get to transition in right behind her. She's still helping us. But we advocate for business. Our mission statement says that we try to create a community where our local businesses thrive. Keyword, local and thrive.
The Chamber of Commerce is always looking for members who join, and they pay a small amount of money to join the chamber. What are some of the benefits for joining a Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I think every business ought to be in the chamber, and it has multiple benefits for them. Number one, just by joining, you get to meet with Sarita Daniel, who is our wonderful membership director, and she has a great package for your business that helps promote you, market you. We do a ribbon cutting. We bring in city officials, all different kinds of people, our ambassadors led by Meg King. They come in, and so we really bring a lot of attention to your business immediately. Then you get to be part of a lot of different things that the chamber does. We have different groups like our young professionals, our ambassadors, leadership. You can be part of leadership. You can be part of roundtables. We have some business roundtables going on right now where we're looking at different challenges that business segments are having. By being a chamber member, we get to become your voice with a lot of different legislators. We have luncheons where the legislators come in and speak. We lobby for you. We look at tax issues for you. I mean, we've been very active. This chamber's done a great job with infrastructure, workforce development. I think one of our roles too, and you're seeing it now, you're seeing us expand out, helping build the perception of this community. This is a great community. And when I interviewed for this job, I told people there's great things going on all over this community. It's just, you can just feel it, you can sense it, and we get to be part of that. And I think we need to promote that. It starts with us. We tell our story. I tell everybody, Corey, and I'll start preaching on this, so you'll have to wind me in, but I tell everybody at our events, I say, you control the story that's told about Monroe, Northeast Louisiana, Ouachita Parish. Get on social media. Talk about the great things that are going on here, whether it's – we got a education vision for the future, education luncheon coming up where Dr. Vadreen, Ashley Ellis, and Dr. Coker are speaking. That's a time when you can come hear about public education. We've got a great public education here. I've lived in multiple markets. I told you, Tennessee and Wichita and stuff. Every market has challenges with public education. We have got great leadership. People need to come to that luncheon and hear about it, but that's some of the things that the chamber does.
The thing that we've teamed up with you guys a lot on is politicians, political right. forums. We've got together on those. You bring a lot of these politicians to Monroe for luncheons. You've got one coming up, the State of Local Government. Let's talk a little bit about that one.
Okay, that's great. We have, I think, part of why I think we're poised for great things to happen is we've got great leadership. We've got Mayor Ellis, we've got Mayor Mitchell, and we've got Shane Smiley. And those three are all going to be speaking September 7th at a luncheon, and we're bringing them all together. You get a chance to come in and hear them. You would have a chance to mingle with them afterwards, and they will talk about accomplishments, but they'll also talk about visions for the future, where we're going as a community and what that means to, number one, to the businesses here in our community, then to everybody that lives here. We're also trying to bring in, and we will bring in sometime before the end of the year, Congresswoman Letlow, Governor Edwards, Senators Kennedy and Cassidy, too. Those are some of the things that we do, Corey.
The Chamber of Commerce, we're talking with Roy Heatherly, the president and CEO of the Monroe Chamber. You can find out a little more at monroe.org. You've also got, I'm kind of intrigued by this, you've got a golf tournament coming up. I tell people, and people don't realize this, a lot of deals get done on the golf course from people you meet on the golf course.
Yep, absolutely. We're going to be at Frenchman's Bend all day on September 17th. We're taking teams right now. We're still taking sponsors. In fact, it's really been really kind of neat this year. We have people reaching out to us saying, hey, I'd like to be part of that. We want to sponsor that golf tournament. And so we're going to have a lot of fun activities going on. Daphne Garrett with our chamber staff coordinates that. Jeff Laudenheimer gives her a lot of advice. He's over at Progressive Bank. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So that's coming up on September 17th. We talked a little bit about the leadership groups before we got on the air. Tell me about some of the groups and what you've got going on.
Okay, our leadership group, number one, our ambassadors. Let's talk about them. They go out and they visit with businesses. They go to the grand openings, and they kind of are what they are for us. They're ambassadors, and they are having a lunching on August 3rd. August 4th, our leadership group, and you can apply for next year's leadership class now, or you can reach out to Daphne and she can set that up. But the leadership group, they learn everything about our community. One of the coolest classes they just finished up with is our Monroe Transit class, where they get to visit classes and things like that. So anyway, and I just want to give a shout out to you, Corey, because I think you, Jay, everybody here at KEDM does a great job.
Thanks a lot. That is Roy Heatherly. He's the president and CEO of the Monroe Chamber. Roy, for folks to find out more about these events and the golf tournament and just becoming a member of the chamber, where can they go?
They can go to monroe.org, or they can call Roy Heatherly at 807-4015, or they can call Sarita Daniel, and we'll get you fixed up.
You can find out more about the Monroe Chamber at monroe.org, and you can find out about this and other Lanyaps by visiting our website at kedm.org.